Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a fraud department?
Yeah, she transferred me to you. She said she couldn't help me. So, I looked at my bank statement last night, and I saw two charges on my account that did not look familiar. So, I had called up my bank statement, and they gave me this telephone. I called up my bank, and they gave me this telephone number. So, I called, and I asked, you know, if they, you know, had any record of, you know, of a specific charge, and, she said there is an account and that something was shipped out to me. And I told her I didn't receive anything. I don't recall ordering this. And I know I did not receive anything in the mail. Do you know what I mean? A couple of years ago, somebody had filed taxes in my husband's name, even though we filed jointly. So we have, like, an identity theft issue. You know, we have, like, special things with the FBI, you know, that we do or for taxes and stuff like that now. But I had turned off my card. I want to make sure that you have any account of mine canceled. And I would like to see if you have anything else being shipped out to me because there's this charge. She said that there was a charge in March. I don't recall seeing one, but there is a chance I overlooked it. So, you know, that's why I've been transferred to you.
All right, let me see if I can pull it for you. What's your zip code?
It's 60586.
First and last name?
Carrie Kinnard, K-I-N-N-A-R-D.
And then verify your address for security purposes.
1708 Winger, W-I-N-D-E-R Drive. And that's Plainfield, Illinois. 60586.
Thank you. So I have an account plugged up here for a product that has been canceled out, so you don't have to worry about that. For a product called Ideal Intensity Keto and Cleanse. Oh, yeah, that's basically two diet products to help you lose weight, and you said that you never signed up, nor do you have this product, correct?
Correct.
All right, so you said that you called. Did you file anything with your bank, or did they just tell you to call the merchant?
I called my bank when I saw the charges that did not look familiar, and I just asked them, like, you know, what is this? And they weren't able to tell me too much except that here's a telephone number, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm calling you. So I didn't know anything about the March charge, you know, or something like that for my bank. I didn't order this. So, I mean, I mean, do you have anything with my husband's name on it?
No, all this is listed in the information that you just gave me.
Okay. So, I mean, first of all, I don't want any products for keto, no offense. And I want to make sure that you have everything canceled. I've already turned off my card and everything. So that's what I just want to make sure, that you have no more records of us ordering anything.
Yeah, you were canceled out before you transferred over. Now, so you want to go ahead and file fraud, being that you're saying that you know your husband signed up for this?
Well, I don't know if my husband signed up for it. As far as I know, he has no recollection. You know what I mean? I know I didn't for sure. So, I mean, I'm just kind of investigating this. You know what I mean? Like, I just found this out yesterday. So what do you want me to, do you want me to file a fraud charge then?
I know that's up to you. If you
don't
think that you or your husband... Yeah, if you don't think that you or your husband did it, then you could file it. But, you know, of course, if you think there's somebody that you know did it, then you would need to see first. I mean, it's up to you.
Do you, I mean, I don't even know anything about your, do you have like a picture of the product so I can show him? Because he has no clue.
No, ma'am.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's just a diet. It's just a diet pill. It comes in a bottle just like any other product. If you just ask him, did he sign up for it? And like I said, it showed that it was delivered to your house. Even though I know you're saying that you never got anything, but so just ask him, did you sign up for some diet pills? If he says he didn't, then I would just call back and file it, or either you can file it now. It's up to you.
Yeah, he says he didn't, so that's why I'm like, you know, but I mean, I know.
I mean, well, if he says that he didn't, then
you know, I mean,
yeah.
So I'm, you know, he's kind of like, I mean, he takes stuff like, you know, he takes vitamins and stuff like that. So I mean. I'm just wondering, like, maybe I can look through his stuff just to make sure, that it wasn't shipped out to us. You know what I mean? And I don't know anything about your company. Like, I don't know the name of it. I just have a number from my bank, and all it says is Rogue Lash True on my bank statement. You know what I mean? So I don't have anything. And then I have another charge from a place in California, too. And I was able to look that up online. That's called, like, Donnie Fire or something like that. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm going to – I've already contacted my bank. I can do all that with them. I just want to make sure that this isn't something that maybe he bought that he doesn't know. But I normally get the mail. So I haven't seen any vitamins, a keto supplement come in. So right now our account is canceled, correct?
Yeah, it's canceled, yes.
Okay. And you can't send me a picture of the product that you mail to us?
No, you'll just have to go type it online. It's called Ideal Intensity Keto. Just type it up and it'll pop up for you.
Okay. Let me, I'm going to look through his stuff one more time. And then if I don't find it, I'm going to call back and I will do the fraud thing, if that's all right with you. In the meantime, no charges for our car. Are there any other charges that you're trying to charge us for this?
No.
That I don't know of? Okay. So this is like a done deal then.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And you have no more coming out. And are you affiliated with this company here? Hold on. Let me get the statement in front of me. Are you part of Dami Firm Prime?
How much is the charge for?
Okay. So Rogalish True is $85.90. And Dami Firm Prime is $94.90.
Yeah. This is all the same company for the diet pills.
Yeah. I mean... So what do you need from me for this fraud charge? What do I do?
I mean, what you do, if you
I've
want, if you're stating.
This with my bank.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, this is what we'll do.
Yeah,
if you've
yeah.
already disputed it, then what we'll do is if you're saying that you know your husband didn't sign it, once you check with him, you'd have that dispute drop because from the looks of your account, it looks like you signed up. It's in your name, your address, and it shows the product was delivered. So if they investigate the account, then you're going to end up paying that money back for something that you're saying that you didn't sign up for. So what you need to do is call your bank or credit card, tell them that you want to get that drop. They have to call in to verify you have agreed to drop, and then we'll refund the charges for you.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So, yeah, I've already disputed this with my bank. I mean, I'm just worried about, like, scams. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, all afraid now. You know what I mean?
You got that right.
Yeah. I mean, like it's like, don't take it personally. You know what I mean? I'm just calling up the number that they gave me because that's what the bank told me to do. You know what I mean? Just to make sure. So I'm actually at my bank. You know what I mean? And I told them, you know, yeah, I'll give them a call. And, I mean, you're telling me this is like a diet. It's in my name. I was kind of thinking maybe it was something that he did that we didn't know about. You know what I mean? So we have, like, my card turned off right now. We have his card turned off right now. And the bank is just asking me to call. Just to make sure, because I don't know what the process is, but we had like taxes filed a couple years ago in like several different states, you know what I mean? In his name. And we filed together, so the IRS has caught it. But I mean, every now and then we get like charges, you know what I mean? Like from different places, but it's not often. And it could be like a $2 charge, you know what I mean?
Oh, so God.
Yeah, our bank normally catches it. Our bank didn't catch this. You know what I mean? Because it probably, because they said it was a business, a legitimate business. You know what I mean? So this is why they wanted us to double check. When I went and called and asked, what are these charges? What debit card were they from? You know what I mean? And they gave me this information, told me to call. So I just... Yeah, I mean, we're disputing it with them. So just don't be surprised. I don't know what they do from this point forward, but we're contacting everything. But I just want to make sure there's nothing else. But you're saying there's – so this lady who I talked to before you, she said that there was a charge that was like $4.95 and $5.95?
Yeah, that's what they charged you initially whenever this account was first opened for shipping. So usually people don't ever catch that. They wait until they get the big charge. And then they call in, but yeah, if you was to get then, you would have to worry about the charges. But yeah, I'm assuming they probably just saw it was a $4.95. They picked up and figured it was something that y'all did, you know. Right. And that's probably why they didn't alert you about it.
I mean, I could have thought it was something maybe my husband did, you know what I mean? Like at a gas station or something. I mean, like maybe I wasn't thinking, you know what I mean? I just didn't notice it. But is this like, okay, like, so is this subscription, like, is this something that comes like monthly or something? I mean, I'm just wondering, is there anything else that I missed? Because if that was in March, there was nothing that I noticed in April. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be a monthly subscription, yeah. So you should have received pills. Let's see how many times it would have been shipped out. Well, the first one looks like it says it was shipped out on April the 2nd. Now, the other one was canceled because whenever we cancel your account, it stops the shipment. So it's showing that one shipment should have been delivered, even though I know you're saying you never got anything.
Okay. Well, do you have any idea when this would have been shipped out at all? I mean, or like when maybe I would have received it?
It shipped out on March the 31st, and then it was delivered on April the 2nd.
Yeah. So, like, can people, like, who do this fraud, I mean, it would have went to my house then, so somebody would have had to steal it out of my...
I have no idea. Look, trust me, it happens. People call in all the time, and they'll say, oh, you know, I didn't get anything. And I'm like, well, it was delivered to your address unless somebody got it. I mean, or unless they put it in the wrong mailbox. That's
I'm not believing you. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering, like, you know, I'm a little like, you know, I mean, I have like, if I didn't turn off my card, I was thinking, man, I could have had like, you know, 10 or 20 more charges.
You got that right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because these charges aren't like $4 or $5, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm kind of like, this is weird. But like, see, my husband, he buys these like vinegar things. I don't know if this is kind of what your supplement is.